Welcome to Good Morning Jesus Podcast, popularly known as JMJ Podcast. Ministering is Pastor Peter Ilesomi, the set man of God's Pillar End Time Mission, popularly called GOPEM, located at Road 18, Achievers Estate, Ariyo, Ologweru Ido Axis, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. As God's servant, an apostle of grace and excellence, ministers in the power of the Holy Ghost. Get ready for your total transformation to the glory of God the Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. It is a blessed Friday morning. We thank God for this wonderful day. We bless His holy name for the gift of life. Beloved, go ahead and say thank you to the Lord. Take none of His kindness and His goodness for granted. The Lord has been good to you and He's been good to me. Hallowed be His holy name. Our wisdom nugget for today says, the deeper your faith, the more the potency of your prophecy. The deeper your faith, the more the potency of your prophecy. May the Lord bless your faith and enable you to increase in faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let's continue with our series for today titled, God Wants the Best for You. And today makes it part 11. The subject I will be looking at today is you can hear God by the gift of the Spirit. You can hear God by the gift of the Spirit. Do not forget that I've discussed with you about 10 ways through which we can hear God. Let's read our passage for today, which is 1 Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 4 to verse 11. It says, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of administration, but the same Lord, and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit without. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirit, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. Verse 11 says, but all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. May the Lord bless the reading of His word. Now, beloved, by the special grace of God, from this particular episode, we will begin to look into the last way through which God speaks to His children, which is by the gifts of the Spirit. By the gifts of the Spirit. While God can reveal and communicate Himself through all the gifts of the Spirit, including those not listed even in the 9 cardinal gifts of the Spirit, you know, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 4 to 11, okay, when it comes to God speaking directly to mortal men and of course His children, the 5 vocal gifts of the Spirit stand out. Yes. See, these vocal gifts as revealed in that 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 4 to 11, they are words of wisdom, words of knowledge, prophecy, tongues, and interpretation. They all include sound, alright? So, beloved, From creation, take note of this, God has not stopped speaking to people. God has not stopped guiding and leading men through the operations of the Spirit. However, please note that there are guiding rules to the operation of these gifts of the Spirit. In this particular series, we do not have the mind to be exhaustive in discussing them, but we trust God to enable us to touch, you know, the part that we need to touch as we discuss. Hallelujah. The first vocal gift I'm going to speak about is prophecy. Now, you see, while prophecy is next in popularity to tongues, I mean diverse kind of tongues, prophecy, however, is the most attractive among all vocal gifts, and it has continually been used by merchants in the church who merchandise the grace of God. Beloved, note this. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, when you read from verse 1 to 5, prophecy is for strengthening, encouragement, instruction, comfort, and edification of the church. Kindly note that. Very important. Now, I want you to take note of the following I'll be discussing with you. Number one, it is scripturally correct to accept prophecy as God's voice to you, but it is never for initial personal guidance. Under normal circumstances, a prophecy from another person to you should only confirm or make clearer what God has already been telling you or prompting you. If a prophecy comes as a complete surprise to you and you are not in a backsliding state, then be very careful. Carefully test the Spirit at work. Very important. Actually, when you look at 1 John chapter 4 verse 1, 1 John 4 1, it says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." All right. Number two, prophecy is not gambling. It is not logical prediction. When you hear prophecies that are neither here nor there, be careful. Somebody may be playing on your intelligence. Test the Spirit at work. Number three, prophecy is not soothsaying. When you hear prophecy that continuously, you know, excites men and focuses on the greed of men with no counsel, no instruction, no rebuke from the Lord, be careful. Number four, when an unregenerated soul or someone, you know, that is obviously living in sin, in error, is giving you prophecy, be careful. Remember, prophecy is a gift and can be corrupted. A gift can be corrupted. Gifts can be used by the devil. Please be careful. Number five, when a prophecy is contrary to the scriptures or it is demanding extra biblical practices, please, you have no business with such prophecy. Simply drop it. That something is working does not make it godly or right. Yeah, something may be working and it is devilish and it is wrong. Yes, it is working. Please, you have no business with any prophecy that is demanding extra biblical practice from you. Drop it. Don't be a partaker of it. In the next episode, I will shed more light on other, you know, vocal gifts, which includes words of knowledge, word of wisdom, tongues, and interpretation of tongues. We need to stop here today because of the constraint of time. But before I go, may I tell you that as a believer, you are your own first prophet. And the scriptures are full of prophecies for you. Whether you operate under the gift of prophecy, whether you operate under the spirit of prophecy, whether you operate in the office of a prophet, learn to speak God's counsel to yourself so long your faith carries it. This is the reason you must have a sound, you know, and deep knowledge of the scriptures as a believer. The more Bible you have in your heart, not in your head, in your heart, the more Bible you have in your heart, the deeper and the wider the well you can draw prophecies from. The deeper you are in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, the stronger your spiritual antenna to connect to the mind of God and bring forth His counsel to people and to yourself. And of course, finally, remember, the deeper your faith, the more the potency of your prophecy. We need to pray now. Say this word after me, beloved, as we pray. Say, "Dear Holy Spirit, be at work in me and help me to go deeper in scriptures and in fellowship. Let grace for prophecy be activated in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus," go ahead and pray. "Dear Holy Ghost, be at work in me. Help me to go deeper, to dive deeper in scriptures and in fellowship, in koinonia, in the mighty name of Jesus. And grace for prophecy be activated in my life, in the name of Jesus." Baroka tulanta shekedia, rekeposka tolen dekeshikata sadaba, indolobadia, ambrokutuske tolikata. I receive activation in the name of Jesus. Ibalunde rokotosi kata alimedia. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Beloved, I pray for you that this day grace for prophecy is activated in your life in the mighty name of Jesus, and you are delivered from all shame. Oh yes, that person listening to me, you are delivered from all shame, you are delivered from all pains in the name of Jesus. Today, unsolicited help will locate you. You will not be stranded anymore in the name of Jesus. Be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Go forth this weekend and receive the blessings of the Lord as you become fulfilled according to His purpose for your life in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord be with you. The Lord bless your bread and bless your water. And do not forget to share this content with other people today. And God bless you as you do so. Bye for now. Now, before I end today, there is something special for you. Are you there not yet saved from sin? Remember, heaven and hell are real, but hell is never meant for you. Jesus can save you now. Oh yes. Do you really want eternal peace? Do you really want eternal security through Jesus? Or maybe you would like to rededicate your life to Jesus. Please say these prayers after me now. Go ahead and say, "Oh Lord God Almighty, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus, your Son, died for my sins. I confess all my sins and I receive forgiveness for them all. From today, I forsake all sins and I receive a new life. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I am filled with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for saving my spirit and my soul. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen." Hallelujah. Now that you are saved, please get a copy of Bible and start studying the Word of God daily. Also join a nearby Bible-believing church and be a part of God's family. May the Holy Spirit guide you through life. Oh, you will run well and you will end well in Jesus' name. And don't forget, we are now part of your life. So feel free to contact us. Remain blessed and lifted in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Bye for now. Your mighty
deliverance. Praise the Lord. We believe you have been richly blessed by God through today's podcast. For further counseling or prayer requests, please send an email to support@gmjpodcast.com. To share your testimonies with us, please send an email to testimony@gmjpodcast.com. Finally, Would you like to partner with us to spread JMJ podcast across all social media platforms and on different radio stations? Please contact us via +234 803 611 3135 or send an email to partner@jmjpodcast.com. Join us to spread this gospel of Jesus, and do not forget to share the podcast with other people. For further information, please visit our website www.jmjpodcast.com or www.gopem.org. May God's eternal purpose for your life be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Amen.